At the age of 77, Woody Allen hasn't slowed down. His latest movie opens this week. It's called Blue Jasmine and stars Cate Blanchett as the ex-wife of a convicted investment securities tycoon who goes to live with her sister, played by Sally Hawkins. The cast includes Alec Baldwin, Louis C.K., and Andrew Dice Clay. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
Another year, another Woody Allen picture, and few agree on whether that's a good thing. For some, he hasn't made an interesting film since Husbands and Wives, maybe even Hannah and Her Sisters. Others think more recent morality plays like Match Point and comic parables like Midnight in Paris prove the old dog still hunts. I'm in the middle. I'm amazed he makes films like Blue Jasmine seem fresh and lively when he works in such a closed creative ecosystem, in which no music seems to have penetrated his consciousness in any meaningful way since the jazz of the 50s, no theater since early Arthur Miller and Tennessee Williams, and no movies since Ingmar Bergman's Cries and Whispers in 1972. More damaging to his work is his congealed worldview. Long ago, Allen concluded the universe was godless, justiceless, and meaningless. The best we can do is eke out our hopeless lives with, as he titled one of his movies, Whatever Works. Here's what still works for Allen: filmmaking. He continues to refine his technique. His movies are lighter, leaner, more fluid. Blue Jasmine is sour and derivative, but he sells it beautifully. He does read newspapers and in interviews expresses strong opinions about the unscrupulousness of Wall Street titans. In Blue Jasmine, he makes his protagonist a kind of younger Ruth Madoff, wife of swindler Bernie, and sets her down in an updated A Streetcar Named Desire. Cate Blanchett plays Jasmine, once wealthy and ensconced in New York society, now broke, and forced to travel to San Francisco and live with her working-class sister Ginger, played by Sally Hawkins. They were adopted, and there's quite a gap in their styles. When Jasmine isn't insulting Ginger's blue-collar boyfriend, played by Bobby Cannavale, she swallows tranquilizers and goes in and out of fugue states, babbling to anyone and no one, while Allen whisks us back in time to life with her ex-husband, played by Alec Baldwin. I don't think Allen identifies with Jasmine the way Tennessee Williams did with Blanche. He clearly hates her. She didn't know her husband was defrauding investors, but only because she didn't want to, not with shopping and Pilates and all those charity events. Calamity hasn't made her a better person. As she lies on a couch opposite her sister, she still can't face reality.
Didn't I hear Eddie say he knows a dentist looking for help?
Oh, forget it. Jesus, it's too menial. I go nuts. I want to go back to school. I want to get my degree and become, you know, something substantial. I can't just do some mindless job. Oh, I was forced to take a job selling shoes on Madison Avenue. Oh, so humiliating. Friends I'd had at dinner parties, their apartment came in and I waited on them. I mean, do you have any idea what that's like? No, one minute you're hosting women, and the next you're measuring their shoe size and fitting them. Erica Bishop came into the store. She saw me. Was so embarrassed for me. She slipped out thinking I didn't see her. I saw you, Erica!
That Blanchett played Blanche DuBois on stage is a mixed blessing. I found her too theatrical, too external. I wanted a grittier actress. But Blanchett does carry scenes that would trip up a less able performer, and she's a terrific physical comedian. In flashbacks, when Jasmine is living high, her posture, the up-tilt of her head, the precision with which she holds her designer purse, is amusingly studied, as if she trained to be an Upper East Side trophy wife. If you know Allen's work or A Streetcar Named Desire, you can predict almost every turn and twist of Blue Jasmine. But Alec Baldwin and Michael Stuhlbarg as a schnooky dentist and Andrew Dice Clay as Ginger's ex-husband add deep and surprising shadings to their stereotypes. And you can never predict Sally Hawkins, best known as Poppy in Mike Leigh's Happy-Go-Lucky. She's Blanchett's opposite, raw, goosey, spontaneous. Her best scenes are with a persistent suitor, played by Louis C.K., a sensitive actor, even with lines he didn't write. But I wish he'd rewritten them. They end at the point where, in his own TV show, Louis, they'd mushroom into something more poetic and cringeworthy and revelatory. In interviews, Louis has said he'd like to co-write a film with Allen, and I say, go for it. I don't think Allen is too old to relearn what, in his best work, he showed artists like Louis C.K., that even ordinary people have the capacity to transcend their worst instincts and awful surroundings, and that you don't have to settle for whatever works.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. You can download podcasts of our show at freshair.npr.org and follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air and on Tumblr at nprfreshair.tumblr.com. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman and Julian Hirschfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm David Bianculli.